Hey guys, and welcome back to an all new episode of the Actors Lounge. I'm your host, Melanie Victor, and today we have with us a very special guest. Please welcome to the show, me! Yeah, that's right. I'm the special guest. So today we are recording the 200th episode of the Actors Lounge. So this is like a really big deal. I have my husband here on the phone. He's going to actually be interviewing me. So my husband is BJ. Hello, BJ. Welcome to the Actors Lounge.
Thank you for having me back again. This is my second time. So I'm like 2% of your podcast.
Yeah. So you interviewed me for the 100th episode. So we figured, was it the 100th or the year? It was 100th, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. So we figured we would, you know, like keep it going. So let's just keep the party going. We dropped 200 episodes. Like, that's a really big deal. I'm gonna go ahead and toot my own horn, because that's a huge deal for like a podcast, and especially where it's like it's a one-man show, like me and you doing all the work. It's a lot of upkeep, the background of it, like behind the scenes, just to like keep it going. So yes, we're gonna be talking about just like the podcast and just like the history and the journey of it and where things are going now. So I'm gonna hand it over to my husband so he can interview me.
Yeah. So we finally here again. Let's jump right into it. You know, 3 years, 200 episodes. How do you feel?
It's a big deal. Like I was saying, like, I really think that's like huge. I mean, when we first started this, I remember you were like, just give me a month. Just give me a month, 4 episodes. And I was just like, no way. I really was adamant about not doing it. And now thinking back to where we're at almost 3 years later, 200 episodes later, it's amazing. It really is.
Yeah, now that's definitely a milestone, which is why, you know, we're getting ready to celebrate this and just let people really kind of understand the journey and even take it to the next level. You know, this is, it's been such a journey, you know, to be at another 100 episodes again, that's crazy. Yeah. So what, one of the things I want to know is, like, where are you at with it now in relationship to the podcast? Like, after the last 100 episodes that we reviewed versus, you know, the first 100 that we did versus now, like, how have you grown? How have you changed? Are any realizations or perspectives that you didn't have before? Do you see the podcast with a different purpose? Is it different than when you first started? Fill us in. We want
to
know.
I would say, so the purpose of it originally was to, you know, tell the stories of working actors that, you know, we may not, a lot of people may not know their names, but they're working in the business. So the purpose of that hasn't changed. But I think now I more so want to connect more with my audience, establish more of a community and just like more engagement. And the podcast is great, but I feel like I want to like take it to another level, like as far as establishing like an acting tribe or community, if you will, for myself and for other actors. So we'll talk about the membership shortly, but I just feel as if I'm like more present now. Like when I interview, I'm not nervous like I used to be. And I think that's just obviously for repetition and just doing it for so long. Like I just feel a lot more confident this time around, like just more confident within myself, within the platform that I have, you know, the feedback that I get from people, just, you know, DMs or emails. I get a lot of great positive feedback, and I know I'm making an impact, and that feels really good. And I think, you know, the first 100 episode, it was more, the first 100 episodes, it was more like, oh my gosh, I'm doing this. Like, this is really cool. You know, like, I hope it's making an impact. I hope it's great. But now I feel as if I know without a doubt that it is.
That's a big statement. What makes you feel like that? Like, you know now versus then? Because still 100 episodes is still a milestone to, you know, even complete that first 100. What is it about now being on that second 100 where you like, okay, this definitely has a purpose?
I think it's just me personally owning it and owning what I'm doing and really listening to the people. I mean, they've been telling me this from the beginning, you know, like, I love your podcast. I love these stories. It's helped me so much in my career. I've been hearing that, but I think it's just really accepting that that's really what it is. And that's what the platform was created for. So it's just more about just owning it and walking in it and just knowing, you know, that I am you know, making a difference and helping people, and I enjoy doing that. So I'm just walking in it a lot more.
Yeah, I think what's inspiring about that is that a lot of people probably go through that. I don't know if we talked about it on the first interview, just that like imposter syndrome and people trying to figure out like if what they're doing is impactful or if it's purposeful. So for you to get to that space, that's really cool. And it's kind of like you had to put in so much work to even believe in yourself. You know, like the people are already telling you, but you had to sell yourself to yourself. You know, and it seems like it takes time to get there before people actually start believing what they're doing actually is meant for the world. So kudos to you for getting to that place, because I know it can be a lot of work to get there.
Yeah, that's key. Like, it did take me a long time to catch up, you know, like, and to start believing it, owning it. And it feels really good to be in that place finally after 200 episodes. I mean, for some people, you know, that may come sooner, but that's just my process. You know, like, it takes me a while to really just be like, okay, like, you're really doing this. So I'm walking in those shoes and I'm owning it, and it feels really good.
Nice, nice. So now, what's the plan for the podcast? Like, have you become more specific and intentional, or is the plan just to be more aware and consistent?
I would say all of that. consistency is the main thing. I want to drop an episode every week. I'm thinking of doing seasons. I haven't done season. I just put episodes out. But I think in terms of, you know, sustainability, like, it would be good to, I don't know, maybe go 3 months and then maybe take a month off and then pick up again. So, you know, just kind of have, like, allow people time to sit with the episodes, because that's pretty consistent, an episode a week. And not everybody gets around to listening right away. So I'm like, okay, if I take a break for a month, you know, people can kind of get caught up. People are anticipating, like, the next episodes. And I just really want to work to get, you know, working actors' stories out there, like, you know, series regulars or people that are up and coming. So that hasn't changed, but it, just the more the consistency and just really operating it. I don't want to say like a business, but like a business. Like, okay, scheduling. I have, you know, we're dropping every Monday, once a week. This, you know, just everything working like clockwork more so.
Mm-hmm. Now, this kind of goes back to what you said earlier, and you mentioned it again here, to get working actors. But the piece from earlier was, I don't know exactly how you said it, but it was kind of like, not the big A-list, big name actors, but people who are in the field. Why is it important to have their stories told? The people whose stories are not always being told. Like, what does that do for your audience?
It gives them inspiration. I mean, being an actor, you know, a lot of people, when they think of acting, they ask, oh, have I seen you on anything? And it's like, I kind of feel like it could be a slap in the face to some actors who maybe, you don't know their name, but I am working. Like, I work and I book a lot, you know, but you may not know my name. I'm not among, like, you know, I don't even want to say the A-list, but the A-list, you know? And I think it's important so that actors who are on their journey know that there's a big part of this industry of actors that are working consistently working and booking, but you may not hear their story. You may not know their name, you know? And I just think it's important to have a platform for them, because there's so many of them. There's more of them than the big timers. You know what I mean? And I just think it's crucial that, you know, we get their stories out there. And every time I interview people, it's like, they're so appreciative, because, you know, it's like, oh, wow, you know what? I have come a long way. Like, it gives them an opportunity to really, like, reflect and think back over their journey and the things that they've done and accomplished, and to validate themselves, like, yeah, I am doing this. I do have a career of over 20 years that I've been consistently working or going on this journey, ups and downs, but I'm still here. And I think it's just important to highlight that that longevity.
Yeah, definitely, I agree, because there's, like, I mean, in everything that we do in life, there's, like, an ecosystem that involves so many more parts to make it run than just what we know. Even if you look at sports, yeah, you might hear about the biggest name athletes or, the MVP and stuff like that, but it's a team sport. All these, if you play a basketball, the other four players that are on the court with you are just as important as that star player, on both teams. And even like in football, you may hear about the quarterback and the wide receiver, but if they don't have all of those other parts in there, they're not going to be as effective. So the same thing with an acting, like if you just have the A-list actor in the film or the television show by themselves, you take away the environment, you take away the what do you guys call it, the continuity, like all these different pieces that help it make sense. So I think it's dope that you are giving these people their flowers while they're here, and you letting people know you can still like make a living doing what you want to do and not have to be known all over the world. I think that's
Absolutely.
great.
Yeah, and that's key. And they should be celebrated as well. You know, we know the stories of the bigger named actors, but we don't always hear the other stories, and there's so many of them out there. So, it's important for me to, you know, show that other side on the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing a great job of it. Every
Thank
time
you.
I look at it, I'm just like, dang, like I'm just like an outsider looking in, like, man, she got so many episodes. It's crazy. It's still crazy to me. So
it crazy to you too?
yeah, because I know what it took to get there. I know the struggles that we had just trying to get certain folks on there. Certain people that are on there now that didn't want to come on in the beginning. It's kind of like we had to build that social proof. People coming back now to ask, can they be on the show? Like, it's just different. Once you build something, people will come. In the beginning, I think there's always hesitation because people want to know, is this person even serious? How many episodes do you have? Is there anybody on there that I know? All these different things. But now there's so many people that are going to know the people that you've interviewed because you're like becoming a hub for all of these different actors to jump on the platform and share their stories. And they all are connected. Once you start looking at who's following who and who's friends, who's coming, you see that they're on the same shows. So I think it's just pretty dope that you worked your way into that space.
I agree. I agree. Well, thank you. And I mean, I always say it. The Actors Lounge would be nothing without you. I always say that, and I know you don't, you know, that's not a big deal to you to like take that credit, but I have no problem letting that know, letting that be known that like you have been the one to keep this podcast going. Like really, 'cause there's been times that I was just fatigued, I was burned out. I was just like, I don't know, I'm not sure, you know, and I think that was a lot of that was before I really owned it and really understood the impact of it, and like, you know, it is a resource. So because that vision wasn't super, super clear for me, or I wasn't owning it, you know, it was easy to just kind of be like, I don't know. Like, if I stop, it's not really that big of a deal, you know? So I thank you for just encouraging me and keeping me going and holding me accountable with this podcast because, yeah, I definitely needed that and still do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate my flowers, my roses, while I'm here. It definitely means a lot. But yeah, man, like I said, it's an ecosystem, and so we're working together to make this happen. Like, I don't think it would be the same if I was hosting it as if you were. So like we all have a different part to play. I'm good at what I do. I like to find people who have good stories who are out there working, and I think you have the personality, you have ability to connect with people well, when you're talking to them and engage for these long periods of time. And I think that's a skill to have. So
Thank you.
I'm glad that you trust in me enough, even when there's whining and kicking going on and screaming and not wanting to do it. It's like, all right,
Lot of that behind the
yeah,
scenes.
let's get up and make it happen, and just and building it, because we know it takes consistency to build anything, and it takes time. So for you to still be in it after, people can look at it like, oh, we're not like number one on iTunes or something, but for you to be gone at 200 episodes and still having passion for it and finding purpose in it, to me, that's greater than looking at the numbers. Always said on the scoreboard, what you're doing is providing purpose for people. You're providing good content, and that in itself is an accomplishment. And to do that in the podcast space so early on, I think it's really cool. And that kind of leads me to my next question too, which is, you know, what's the reaction that you get around your podcast when you tell people that you have one? Like, is there an appreciation? Do people really understand the magnitude of what you do for the community you serve?
I would say yes. So people are really like impressed with the fact that I have a podcast, that I have a podcast for actors to tell their stories. Like, people are really intrigued. They think it's really cool and amazing. A lot of times now, like, I lead with that because it is a really good talking point, and you know, it's real and it's valid, and people are just really intrigued by it. They're just like, wow, that's really cool. That's amazing. What is it called? Oh, I got to check it out. You know, yeah, they're really into it. So, because it's a great thing. Like, it is really a great thing. And I mean, listen, before I probably wouldn't be like tooting my own horn like this, but like I said, like I see the value of it now, and I don't have a problem like owning that because I know the value that it has on a lot of people, and it has had, because I've gotten so much feedback, and just even me personally just feeling it myself. So the feedback has been great. It's really encouraging, and it really helps me to just continue to go and continue to do it. And for me, like you said, like, yeah, we may not be like number one on iTunes and all that stuff. Like, I don't really even, that's not even like a thing for me. My thing is more so like, I just want to have a platform that's consistent. It's value, you know, like, it's quality. That's like what's important to me. And as long as I feel like it's quality and I feel like it's good, you know, I'm very happy with that.
Yeah. And I think another thing that's kind of proves the just the validity of the platform is now when we see like agencies, like PR agencies reaching out to have their clients on there, which means that it must hold some type of weight, you know, in terms of like visibility. Like, you wouldn't be reaching out to somebody who isn't going to have your client seen at all. So the fact that people are sending you folks like, yo, we want to see if our person can be on your platform, I think that's a stamp of approval itself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I remember when that started to happen, I was like, whoa, like, you know, like, people are reaching out to us to be on the show. And yeah, I think that's pretty awesome. Like, I appreciate that.
Yeah. So what do you think makes your podcast different or unique than other podcasts?
Well, in addition to, you know, what we were talking about earlier, just like having a platform for actors whose stories may not, we may not hear their stories all the time, but they are working actors. In addition to that, I feel like I give a voice to actors' voices who may not have been heard. So what I'm saying is basically like our people, my folks, like, there's a lot of actors out here, but a lot of actors may not get that recognition, you know, or the opportunity to tell their story or share like what they've got going on. They may not be celebrated like in the grand scheme of things. And I feel like on the Actors Lounge, you look at my page and you look at the actors I've had, like, we are celebrated. Like,
yeah,
there's a lot of melanin is all over the page, you know, and that's important to me. Like, I love the fact that I have this platform to be able to, you know, represent us, you know.
Yeah, and let's show people love. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, and that's important to me. So I do feel like that is what makes the Actors Lounge unique.
Yeah, and I think it's so important because, like, if I want to inspire somebody that looks like me, it only makes sense to give them ideas and images that look like them so they can really know it's possible, not to be like, oh, let me see this big Hollywood star that looks nothing like me, doesn't come from the same background, hasn't had the same struggles, and they're successful. When you see that, you're going to be like, man, how am I supposed to do that? Like, how do I beat those odds? So I think you provided all these stories for the fan base and for the audience that you have is perfect. You know, they're like, man, I'm seeing these stories left and right, and which is so important because that's how other cultures get ahead, I think, is by seeing people who look like them in professional spaces or whatever space it may be. They get the opportunity to see that. So for people who want to be in the film and television industry, you are giving that example of like, yo, this is how this person did it. These are steps they took. And you know, now you can see it. So now you can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to add on to what you're saying, like the representation matters, you know?
Right.
There's a lot of like, yeah, we see it on TV, but just to know the behind the scenes, like how did they get there? Like, ooh, I want to be an actor on this show, you know? But how did they get there? So being able to hear their stories and those stories to be relatable, you know, like the same type of struggles or the things that we may go through as a people, like in relation to acting or this career, like having a place that you can hear the behind the scenes and the real, it's important, you know, like because we may be dealing with a lot of similar things that maybe other people can't speak to. So it's important to be able to know you can go somewhere to get that information and get some information that's relatable.
Yep, definitely. Because I've seen a lot of podcasts out there, like in the acting space, and yeah, there aren't so many of our stories shared. So what you're doing is very valuable to the community. So
Thank
we
you.
thank you for that. We appreciate you and we celebrate you for that.
Thank you.
So this next question, I'm forming it based on some of the insight that I have because I kind of know like the direction you're going in more so now because I've seen you develop like mentally and spiritually. So just like tell us how it's going to be different this time versus the first 199 episodes. You know, I know you're all about giving now. So fill us in a little bit.
Yeah, so that's true. I do feel like I'm at a place now that I just want to help and give as much as I can. Like, in addition to the stories, I want to, you know, be a financial resource if I can. You know, a lot of people that come on this on the show, they have like classes or one-on-one coaching or consulting that they offer for actors. So I've been doing giveaways for the podcast, and I want to support these actors and the services that they provide, you know, by whether it's me purchasing one and giving away to a listener or, you know, just like creating opportunities to get what they're doing out there more, and incorporating that, you know, with our audience. So it's just really important for me to be more purposeful, in my interviews, like, and just like making more of a connection with the people that come on the show. And sustaining and, you know, building on those relationships. I feel like in the beginning, it was just more like there was a lot of nerves and it was just like, okay, I did it. I got it done. Okay, what's next? You know? So now this time I feel, and I mentioned it earlier, as if I'm just a lot more present, I'm a lot more grounded, a lot more relaxed and calm and, you know, not as just like nervous. So it allows me to really have a conversation with the guest and really get to know them and really understand, not just like, okay, I came up with these 10 questions and, you know, like, okay, I will come up with some questions, but I also want to have a real conversation and, you know, really understand like their story, what they offer, and how I can help. So, I believe now I'm just working from a place of like giving as much as I can.
Yeah, that's incredible. And I can just imagine for them how that must feel, you know, to know that this person is invested in me outside of just this interview. Like, man, you know, she came back to talk to me about participating in this or being a part of this giveaway, you know, wanting to highlight my class or, you know, my coaching services. You know, I think it really builds on a relationship. How like how you were saying before, it was kind of just like a one-way transaction versus now I see them being like a give and take, you know, a mutual thing, you know what I mean? Where it's like people are exchanging all of these things that they have to offer. So it really develops the relationship, you know what I mean? And not even personally just for yourself, but like the community. So it's like now the person who you had on the show has a whole new audience because you introduced them to them and now they're utilizing their services, you know, or just seeing the different things that they offer. I know for a lot of people who, you know, offer services or products, man, that stuff is invaluable. Like if I come on your show and now I got 10 people in my acting class, I'll be forever grateful for that. Like, man, I appreciate Mel for hooking me up with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, that's my hopes that, you know, it is appreciated and, you know, it's just like it, because it is coming from a very genuine place. It really, really is.
Yeah. So, you know, going in that direction, we got some great stuff to talk about. You know, y'all getting the what do they call it, exclusive right here. She about to go into some details, so let's talk about this transition you making into one we call it the giving space, but just doing it through a subscription model. So going into that space, like, can you talk about the thinking behind it, like who it serves and why you think it's beneficial or needed? And you can even drop some names of who you're going to be working with and when it's starting.
Okay,
you know,
yes.
If people want to get in early, go ahead.
Yeah, so the Actors Lounge Membership Club, super excited to launch that. You know, you and I, two months ago, we were driving and we ended up talking about creating this membership because my husband BJ, he has his own membership called the Power 100, where he's giving back and helping people in the community, helping independent artists because he's an artist himself. So he has a membership club that he has been doing for almost a year now, and it's been really successful. It's been really amazing just to watch him in a position where he's cutting out the middleman. He's not waiting for people, you know, to help fund people going to school or fund a business. Like, he's not waiting for people to do it. Like, he's doing it himself. So we kind of just talked about, you know, what are ways we can, you know, build on the podcast. And I believe he mentioned it. He probably told me, like, oh, you should do a membership a long time ago. But of course, you know, it's all a timing thing. And I guess I just didn't hear it then. But when we talked about it recently, I heard it and I was like, this is a great idea. And I really felt that this was going to be something that is going to be amazing. Like, I was really excited about it. I'm just like, yeah, we can create a membership for actors who, one, want to establish like more of a community, because I want a community myself. And I want to bring back a lot of the acting coaches, casting directors, actors, just a lot of the people that I've had on the show. I want to bring them back to the membership and come and speak to, you know, the actors that are in the membership. So I want it to be very tailored to the needs of the people in the membership and what they need and what they'll need to grow and what will help them move forward in their careers. I want to do monthly giveaways specifically for them. I'm just really, I'm really in a space where I want to give back. And I feel like this is like the perfect way, because like the podcast is great, but it's still a little impersonal for me. So this gives me an opportunity to be more personal and to connect in ways that I don't necessarily feel like I could with the podcast. So yeah, I'm excited. We're kicking it off June 1st, which is like right around the corner. And in June, our very first month. So we are having Brittany Inge, who she was a series regular on BET's Boomerang. She does this masterclass. It's career coaching for actors. And she did it. I did a giveaway like a couple months ago where I gave away a slot to her career coaching for actors class. And so she's coming back. She's going to be my very first guest to come and talk to the membership and do like a career coaching for actors, like mini session for the membership club. So that is so exciting. Like, I'm so grateful for her to just, you know, be able to like give that to the club, because I know it's going to be amazing and I know it's going to be so many different takeaways. And at the end of the month, we're going to do I'm calling it Road to Success. So I want like working actors to come back, to come to the membership and just share their story and their journey. So we're going to have, the first one is going to be Christina Elmore. She's a series regular on 20s and she's also on Insecure. She plays Condola. So a lot of people like love her and just like what she has to offer. So that's going to be the month of June. I'm super excited and super grateful to both of them that they agreed to, you know, come back and like help me with this and to give back to the membership. So it's just going to be really great, really powerful. I feel like it's going to be a space like for actors, you know, by actors for actors. And I'm just looking forward to what's to come and just to build, you know, looking forward to build on what we're starting, you know. And I believe like you start somewhere, you know, like, so I just know it's going to be a great thing. I'm really, really excited. And I just want to say thank you for just helping me get everything together, because this month, May, you know, we've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes just to make sure that everything kicks off for June 1st. So, and we're almost here. So we're about to kick it off.
Really? Yeah, we're a week away. We're a week away from launch. So this, yeah, it's a beautiful thing to see all coming into fruition. Like you said, I don't know when it was, maybe 2 months ago, like you said, but like you said, it's all in timing, you know, because we kept trying to find out what's a way to actually, you know, kind of monetize, but not make it to where people feel like, oh, this should be free content anyway. You know, people are so used to getting music for free, videos for free, and podcasts for free. And you were very adamant about not making the podcast something they had to pay for, which I commend you on, because there's so much work that goes into it, from the outreach to the content that you have to post and write up, to doing the actual interview, to editing the interviews. You know, there's so much that goes into it that definitely, you know, could be like, I need to pay for this. It takes a lot of time. But you were like, nah, I want to give something to the people. And I think the reason why this is going to work, the reason why it's going to work, is because you are coming from a space of giving. You know what I mean? It's not like, subscribe and I'm collecting all this money. You know what I mean? It's like, subscribe and we're about to put this money right back into the community. You know what I mean? We're about to pay to have, you know, people share their services. We're going to pay to help people fund their films, you know what I mean, for people to be eligible to pay their SAG. There's like all these different things that I know that you want to help out with, that people might not necessarily are able to do on their own, but being a part of this community, you're going to make sure that these people are taken care of. You need some self-tape equipment, you're a part of the Actors Lounge membership club, don't worry about it. We're going to be able to take care of it, or at least provide some resources that can help you. And that is the key to why this is going to work. Like when you mentioned my Power 100 thing, I think it works because it's not just about me. Once you start making something bigger than yourself and it's about, you know, the world or the community, people feel more invested. Like people just naturally want to be a part of something and a part of something that's good. And again, this is a way that you're making yourself, like the brand of the podcast, unique and different from others, because I don't know another podcast that's doing this and building this community to say, hey, I want to give back and make sure our folks are taken care of. And not to mention, because you didn't mention this piece, but also there's going to be a monthly check-in. So they're getting to meet with you in, you know, your network 3 times a month. You know what I mean? To hear the road to success, to hear the speaker series, but also for you to check in with them and see what they need help with, you know, where they at in their careers and what they need. You know, how many people are asking these folks, like, what do you need on your journey? How can we help? Let's see who in our community can be of assistance. And so to have that accountability right there is so helpful, folks. So I think that's going to be amazing and a reason why people will keep coming back. You know, you talked about, well, you told me about starting a book club as well. You know what I mean? There's so many things that you're going to offer that I just think are going to be incredible. And I think the community is going to build really fast. So congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I'm excited, like a little nervous, of course, because it's something new for me, you know, putting myself out there in a different way. But I think I'm more excited than nervous. And that's a good space, because I'm usually more nervous than excited. So there's a flip there. So definitely growth in that area. And just it's been really inspiring, like watching you do what you do and how you give back and give from such a pure place. And I just really want to like emulate that for the acting community. Like really, it's that simple. And yeah, like I really want it to be tailored to the needs, like specific needs. Like, what do you need? What do you need? And like being able to just work to fulfill that as much as I can, you know, like, just whatever I can do. Like if I can do it, I want to be of service, because I do believe you put out, you get right back. You put it out, you get right back. And it's just a cycle, and you just keep it going. So you're never in a, we always talk about that. Like we're never in a place of lack, because we're always giving and it's always being returned right back to us. So I just want to apply that same mindset to the membership.
Yeah. And I've seen that growing in you in terms of just like thinking bigger, like, you know what I'm saying? No more small thinking. So like where in your perfect world, what's the goal for the membership? Like, you know, say 5-10 years down the line, what do you see it being able to do for folks and being able to provide like on a big level?
I would say on a big level, just like a blueprint for the industry. I know there's no, you know, there is no blueprint. There is no membership. Everyone's path is different. But I want to be able to have it so tightly wired that, like, when people come in to the membership, they feel like they're taken care of. They have direction. They have connection. And, you know, they are growing and excelling in their career. They don't feel alone. They don't feel lost. Like, there's guidance there. So that's, I mean, overall, how I see it. Right now, I see it more as like a community. We're coming together, just kind of like figuring it out in a sense together. But like over time, I would love for like new actors to feel like, man, I'm about to join the Actors Lounge membership because I need to get on the right track. I don't really know what to do. I don't know where to start. And you join the membership and it's just like it takes you down a path and it helps you. You know, of course, like there's no guarantee with this, but there's definitely things you can do to position yourself and put yourself on a better path for success, like in this business. I really believe that. So that's like the bigger picture. You know, later on down the line, I would love people to be like, yeah, like I joined the membership and it really, really helped me, or I was able to accomplish this and that, and, you know, just like that type of feedback. So,
yeah, I could see it. That's super dope. It's like a fast track. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's kind of, it's like an academy, a boot camp. Like you come here, you're going to get what you need. Like there should be no reason that you don't at least have the tools. Like you said, we can't guarantee you success, but I can give you the tools to be successful. Like I got resources and connections for you to be set up right. See, that's a part of it. I'm glad I asked that question because I never knew that's how you thought about it. Mm-hmm. But I think it's cool to hear that. So when people are making a decision about should they join, like that's the future of it, y'all. So this is what she sees for you. This is what she wants for you. And I think it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And stuff like this takes time, you know,
to
build. It wasn't just like, oh, I have a thought, let's do it. And just the attention to detail, you know, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. So like, so people can understand what you put into it. Tell us like how the process was coming up with something like this. Like, has this been hard or has it been easy for you? Or is it like something like, oh, I can do this, let's do it. Like, tell us what it was like.
I would say when we first talked about it, I was like, I thought it was just such a great idea. And there are so many things, so many directions that I could go with it. So it doesn't necessarily feel like it's been hard. It's just been more so about doing it and getting it done, you know, like working on the website, like some of the tediousness of it. It's not hard, but it's just like, okay, got to do this, got to do that. But like overall, like, no, it hasn't been hard. It's been more so fun, I would say, because it like fun and exciting to just think of like what's to come and what's it going to be like and who's going to join and who's going to need what. I think it's just like more anticipation for me at this point and excitement in the sense of like, how is this all going to play out? You know? You know, it's like, you of course you don't know. I'm like in that phase of just like the unknown. But there's like an excitement there too. And, you know, when I put out a video on Instagram and it got a lot of great feedback, like a lot of people were, you know, saying like, wow, this is really cool. Like, you know, so it seems as if people are interested and it's something that like people would love to be a part of. So, you know, after June 1st, like it'll kick off and, you know, my hope is for it to just grow. Upwards, just keep growing and growing and growing from wherever we start, just, you know, up from there. So
yeah,
it's been fun. And
I know you put a lot of like care and nurture into it as well, as wanting to like not just like, all right, let me do it, we got stuff set up for this month. Like you wanted to go as far as to say like, I want to have like 3 months planned out, you know what I mean? I think that takes a lot of forward thinking and time and patience to be able to do that and to also to want to do that, because you could just be like, oh, I'm gonna just do the first month and see how it goes. But to actually care enough to plan 3 months in advance so these people can have stuff for them that's of value and of quality, I think that's incredible that you took the time to do that.
Yeah, I mean, what is the saying? Proper preparation creates
prevents poor performance.
I was gonna say creates poor performance. No, that doesn't go. Proper
<I don't know. laughs>
proper preparation prevents poor performance. So
yeah,
it's all about the preparation, you know, and just being thorough, crossing all those T's, dotting those I's. Yeah, you know, and it's almost like the podcast in itself, like, you know, all the work that goes into, you know, recording an episode, like prepping, you know, knowing the actor's work and just being familiar, preparing for the questions, then doing the interview, editing it, and then doing the artwork. You know, it's a lot that goes into it. And that's just with anything you do. Like, you have to prepare and you have to plan it out. And, you know, that's where you'll get, hopefully, the best outcome, as you know, the more prepared and the more preparation that goes into it.
Yeah. And she's been such a beast with these episodes about to come out. Like, she got some incredible guests, first off. Mm-hmm. But just secondly, she got about 4 months worth of episodes for y'all coming. Like, she's been putting in work, just doing interview after interview after interview. And like she said, that's preparation after preparation, like questions and research and watching people's reels and watching their movies and their TV shows and reading these bios and all of this different stuff she has to do, like 4 months worth. Like, that's really, like, really taking your craft seriously and beating on your craft, you know, as much as you can, even when she's tired, you know, doing 2 or 3 episodes a day just to make sure that she's got the people that she wants to have on the show. So,
yeah, and I want to say thank you. And I want to say, like, that it's been important that we do batch recording this month, because I want to make sure that I don't want the podcast to fall while I'm doing the membership. I don't want the membership to fall because I'm trying to do the episode. Like I want to make sure that everything is just streamlined, you know, like I'm able to give my all to the membership, but the podcast is still taken care of because we've got these episodes recorded, they're edited, they're ready to go, you know, like I don't have to think about that. Like, the hard work is going into it now, doing all these interviews, you know, 2-3 a day, like just getting it done, you know. That's what we did in the beginning of the podcast and it worked. So it's like, why, you know, deviate from that? Like, that formula works. Yeah. So now we're adding this whole membership, which is great, but it's a lot of work in addition. So I don't want either to drop, you know?
Man, look at you, Mel. Got me over here teasing. I'm only in the other room, but I'm over here teasing. Like, y'all don't know, like, we be battling, going back and forth. Like, stuff need to get done now, you know?
Yes. Oh, he's a taskmaster, I'll do it later, y'all.
Tomorrow.
He be on my back.
Yeah, man. It's a lot of work, but it's beautiful because we get to do it together.
And I be tired, y'all.
Yeah, see, that's why I say everybody play their role. She got patience to go and talk to these people all day, you know. I set it up, you know, and do emails and outreach, but yeah, she got to go in there and talk to these people for 45 minutes sometimes. It'd be like an hour and a half, 2 hours, so, you know. But the other part of that is that I'm with the kids for that whole time.
Oh, yeah.
I be in here trying to keep them quiet. They be yelling and screaming and hollering. And she come out the room with a big old smile, like, oh, that was a wonderful interview. My face is all down, like,
right. Yeah, because if you guys don't know, you know, I don't really talk about myself much on the podcast. It's usually just about, you know, the actors. But we do have a almost 3-year-old. So Jaden, our oldest son, he'll be 3 in June. And then we have a almost 6-month-old. So basically we have a 3-year-old and a 6-month-old. So we are very busy over here. Our hands are very tied. And, you know, we just do what we can to support each other, you know, so that we can get things done, because it's just us, you know, like trying to make everything work. So,
And that's why I wanted them to know that, because these episodes don't just get, the interviews don't just happen by themselves and they don't get edited by themselves. Like, she actually has to sit down and do this and prepare for it. But she does that for you guys, for the audience, and she does it for the actors, because both of those communities together are important for her, because she is an actor, but she also has an appreciation for her peers or coworkers, if you will. You know what I mean? So she wants to make sure she gets it done and, you know, like, not fall off. Like she said, a lot of times when we're doing multiple things, something takes a back seat. But it's just a lesson in life, you know, and just wisdom. Like, if you prepare ahead of time, then you can make sure things get done the proper way and they don't have to lose quality. They don't have to, you know, be late. It's like, now she's still going to be able to be on schedule with her weekly drops while we're working around doing the membership as well. And every, like she said, everything will be streamlined. So just for anybody that's listening and wondering how can you stay on top of the task that you want to do, it's just about building a system. It's all about systems, you know what I mean? Of course, if she does 3 episodes in a day, yeah, they're not all going to come out on the same day. So it's like we get time to prepare them, you know, and figure out what dates we want to release them. But to do the initial work up front allows it to be easier later on.
Yeah, exactly. Because
So.
that's exactly what we did, you know, the very first time we launched the podcast. Like, I was, what, 8 months pregnant? And we
Yep.
did like a gang of episodes. I don't even remember how many, but
Probably like 20.
in like 2 weeks,
Yeah.
which was insane because it was the same thinking. Like, we're about to have this baby, and this was our first baby, so you know, we know what's going on, but we're about to have a baby. And you know, it's like we wanted to make sure the podcast was still able to live, and it was like we didn't miss a beat, you know, like we were dropping
Yeah.
episodes, and it was just like we just had a baby, so it's almost like the membership is a new baby, you know. So we
Right,
want to make
right.
sure we're batch recording, getting stuff out, so we don't even have to think about like the podcast per se, and we could, you know,
Yeah.
put most of the time more back into the membership, so.
Yeah. So please be patient and understanding. Like this is for the actors, you know, if any of you guys are listening, because I know sometimes we might record an episode like a month out, you know, and it's just like, when is my episode dropping? But it's because, but y'all in the industry, so y'all know you might record something this month and don't come out until 3 months later.
Yeah, that's true.
But you
That's true.
know, so, but it's just a lot of work that's going on the, you know, the back end to prepare
Yeah.
everything. So, but yeah, thank you for sharing that. I just
Of
wanted people to
course.
kind of get that insight about that and how it actually works.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, I want to ask a couple more questions. And one thing is, what are a few things that you want your listeners to know about you as a person, aside from the podcast? And then you can tell us a few about you as a host, a creative, an actor, model, et cetera. Leave us with some insights about who Melanie is.
That's a good question. So, I mean, in addition to being a mom, a wife, I would say that, especially right now, I'm in a place in my life where I'm just really trying to grow as much as I can. And I know that sounds cliché, but it's so real for me. I'm a lot more self-aware of like who I am, what I like, what I don't like what I want in my life, what I don't want in my life. Areas that I want to grow in, and there's a lot of areas that I want to grow in, and I feel like I am behind the scenes like really doing the things to grow, like working on my mindset, you know, just the way I think and just being more positive. I'm really coming from a place of like giving, where we talked about earlier, like that's really important to me, and I don't want to say that wasn't important to me prior to that, but I think now it's priority. Like, it's a real priority for me. So, I'm in a space where, and I think a lot of this comes from having kids, honestly, Jaden and Jordan, because I want my kids to see me as like a boss mom. You know what I mean? Like, man, my mom, she's this, she's that, because I feel like, you know, I want them when they grow up, I want them to have like a good role model of a woman in their life. And it's really important to me to make sure that I have it all together. You know, I don't have it all together, you know, who I don't know if we ever will have it all together, but like I'm striving to be like that perfect example for them, that perfect role model. So that's where I feel like a lot of this like growth and change and like desire to just be better and get better, and you know, that's where it's coming from for me. Our two sons, like I really want just to be amazing in their eyes. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's something that like people may not know about me. Like that's just the place that I'm in right now. And it's really important to me.
I guess if I could sum it up in 2 words, I would say Melanie is focused and Melanie is intentional.
I like it.
Those are the words.
I
Yeah.
like it.
That's what I hear from it. It seems like you're a lot more self-aware.
Yeah.
You ain't got time for a lot of BS and messiness and just the outside world and what may be going on. Like you putting your family and your future first and what's important to you. That's what it
Yep.
sounds like you at right now.
Yeah. I mean, okay, I guess I'm long-winded and you're straight and direct to the point. Focus and intentional. Yes, that's what it is. So, yeah, that's
Nice, nice. And if you want to touch on the other pieces, I said just like as a host, a creative, as an actor, a model as well, if you want
As
to.
a actor, I really want to grow. I really want to feel more confident as an actor, period. And you know, behind the scenes, I'm looking to get into a really good acting class and like go the distance with it, because a lot of classes I've taken, I'll take a month, and then you know, acting classes be expensive, but I'm at a place now where my mindset is different, where I'm like, you give, you get, you give, you get. So I'm not afraid to like spend money on a class and ongoing, especially if it's like helping me become a better actor and building and growing. And I really want to put myself in a position to, you know, book roles and like book opportunities and be unafraid to do that, because I think in the past I've done a little self-sabotaging whereas, you know, fear kind of holds you back. And I'm just using this year to really put myself out there more, do the work behind the scenes so that like things can manifest and, you know, just play out on its own. So I would say that's the most important thing. Like as an actor, I want to grow and become a better, more confident actor.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're living in the space of abundance too. Like you're saying, I need to get in a class and let me do it. Not being afraid to give to others and support and putting your money out there, which is, some people got to learn to do. I'm not gonna say it's the easiest thing, but I think once you get there, you see how the power of that works. And like you said, you'll never be in lack. So I'm so glad that you're on board and have that as a mindset to just feel like we are always in abundance.
Yes. What is it? The law of
Reciprocity.
there it is. I always have such a hard time with that word. But yeah,
Yeah, don't worry about
that's
the word. As long as you do it, it's good.
yeah, that's what it is. That's the mindset for sure. Yeah.
All right, look, man. So this has been like fun. It's been a great interview. I don't know if you had any other stuff that you wanted to throw in there, but I think as an interviewer, me, this is my second big time interview. I asked all the questions that I wanted to ask. So if you have any other things that you want to add, please do now. But if not, my final thing to say to you is, well, question, when and where and how can people become a part of the membership? Please give us the details as we get to the end.
Okay, so when officially it's gonna open up June 1st, but we're doing a special if you're listening to this episode. So on the 29th, we're gonna open up the registration where you can pay $10 a month or you can pay $100 for the full year. On the 30th, it's gonna be $20 a month or $200 for the full year. And then we're gonna close those like discounts. And then open it back up on June 1st, where it'll be the regular price of $30 a month, or you can pay the yearly membership. So if you sign up early, you get a big discount, which is amazing, especially for what we're offering. So that was the win. That was the what was the other question?
I think there wasn't another question. There was only one question, but you're supposed to tell them where they could find it, which is the ActorsLoungePodcast.com.
Oh yeah, the ActorsLoungePodcast.com. And I will leave all the information in the description box so you'll be able to click on the link, check out the website, and see what's going on. Yeah, join the membership. I encourage all of you to definitely check it out, see what we've got going on, and just open yourself up to opportunity to be a part of this amazing forming community. So yeah, I probably said it like 1,000 times, but I am really excited.
I'm excited too. I'm excited too. I know it's about to be so fun to just see this play out and to be able to help so many people and just watch this grow into fruition. This is like the second phase, your new move. So I'm excited for you. I'm excited for the people that's going to be a part. It's going to be incredible. Something that nobody in the industry is doing that I know of. So this is going to be all something new. People are going to appreciate.
Absolutely. And thank you for all of your help and hard work behind the scenes. I mean, it's really appreciated, even though sometimes you don't feel like I do appreciate you. But I do. I really, really do. 'Cause
Show me, don't tell me.
yeah, nah. So thank you a thousand times over. I appreciate you. I really do. And thank you for interviewing me. This is fun. Like, I remember when we did the 100th one and I was like, that was so much fun. And this is fun too. So we'll have to do this on the 300th episode and just keep the tradition going. So thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to keep it going. You know, 300, we might be in the studio somewhere, you know, yeah. It might be live.
Yes.
So y'all stay with us on this journey.
Hey,
you know?
That's real. I like that. I'm feeling that.
Who knows where it'll be. Cause she been getting some opportunities from the podcast, y'all. Y'all stay tuned. She done hosted a film festival. She got talked about somebody want to bring on a network. Yeah. People just want to partner with her, be on advisory boards, all from the work she's been doing with the podcast. So, you know, when you stay in your lane, you get opportunities. So y'all keep staying in your lane and doing what y'all supposed to be doing and grinding and making decisions that's right for you and your family and y'all lives.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. So I am going to go ahead and end it because I guess we are done wrapping up here. So thank you again. Thanks for interviewing me. And you guys definitely make sure to stay tuned. Follow the Actors Lounge page. It's the Actors Lounge podcast on Instagram. Follow us because we do giveaways every month. Even if you're not a part of the membership, we're going to do giveaways every month still. So yeah, we got a lot of great things offering, a lot of great things happening over at the Actors Lounge. So yeah, you guys stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening.
All right, baby. Love you.
All right, love you too.